Eagles finish the game on an 8-0 run over the final 2 minutes plus. They take down Appalachian State for the first time this season, splitting the weekend to wrap up the regular season inside Hander Fieldhouse. It is a 65-57 win. Georgia Southern concludes the year 13-12, 7-9 in conference. They'll be the number 5 seed in the East going down to Pensacola next Friday. App wraps up 13-11, 7-8 in conference play. They earn the number 4 seed. They'll take on the number 5 seed in the West next Friday as well in round 1. We've got our players of the game joining us. First up, Elijah McCadden, the junior from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 of those on the offensive end. Most impressively, though, 14 of those points coming in the second half. You didn't miss a shot after halftime. 5 of 5 from the field, including those 2 threes, and you also made the 2 free throws. But the 3 that you made with 2:11 left put you guys up 60-57. Talked about the one a little bit earlier this year against Coastal that won that game, but that one from the right wing, what felt good out of the hand?
What felt good?
What felt good out of the hands?
It started off with a great job by Scoot. He drew the defender in the paint. He drew my defender too, and he made a great pass. And I ain't had no choice but to shoot it. And I knew I was gonna shoot it when I got it, and it just felt good as soon as I let it go.
You had good games against Appalachian State this year. The second one up in Boone, you had 14-4-4. But when they've gone to their zone, it seems like you've had a lot of success being able to find shots in the high post, and then it looks like that opens you up even more on the perimeter. But what is that like, trying to feel something out like that during the course of the game?
It's just a rhythm thing. I like playing like when they play zone, because I like playing in the middle of it, because it gives you the opportunity to make a lot of plays, whether it's scoring, finding somebody else, or kicking it out. So I like when teams go zone. I get to get in the middle of it and just make a play.
The first 25 minutes last night and then the last 5 minutes or so of this game, it feels like if you put all of that together, then you're going to be an extremely tough team no matter who you're playing in Pensacola next weekend.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just being like you said, the first 25 minutes we played really well, but we didn't the second half of the game. So we got to just be consistent, make sure we're consistent going into all our workouts and practices over the next few days, and then going down to Florida and just carrying it over to each and every game and making a run.
You know you're going to play somebody in the West. It's likely going to be the loser of Arkansas State and UT Arlington. Haven't seen anybody from the West all season, but yeah. At this point, how do you prepare yourself for a team you haven't seen?
We know our coaches will do a great job of breaking down the team. We got to watch the team we got to play, breaking down film, and having everything ready for us. So our coaches will do a great job of having us prepared, and we just got to go out and play hard and execute.
You ever been to Pensacola before?
No.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, sir.
Elijah McCadden, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 33 minutes of action, 7 of 8 from the field, made 2 enormous threes down the stretch as Georgia Southern holds off Appalachian State 65-57. E, appreciate it. We'll catch up with you down
yes,
in
sir.
Florida.
Appreciate it.
Bring on one of our 4 seniors in Grant Weatherford, if he can get off the floor long enough to put a headset on and talk to us, because it seems that you played 30 minutes, and that ties the most you played in any game this season. And I think about 27 of it you spend on the floor. I know you're trying to set an example for these guys, but do you just like floor burns, or what's the deal?
No, I'm just trying to get everybody to buy into the culture that we're trying to build here at Georgia Southern. We always talk about being first to the floor, and I think that's my role, just bringing toughness and leadership. So just try to get people to follow the example.
You have a chance to come back next year if you want to for your 7th year because of the mulligan year with everybody getting the year back because of COVID-19. But to know that you just went through a senior day, you got the start, your 3rd of the year, how special was something like this to do it in a place where you just got to a few months ago?
I mean, it means the world, especially coming here, just being embraced by everybody. They welcomed me like I started here as a freshman. So it means a lot to me. It means a lot.
The roadmap has been a lot of travel with Purdue, with Midland, back to IUPUI. You had injuries. You had to miss a year. But the fact that it could culminate in your 6th season with a regular season victory and maybe giving you guys that boost you need going into the conference tournament, how would you feel that this locker room is affected by something like this, to be able to come back like you did today after last night went the way that it did?
It means a lot, especially going into the conference tournament with a win. Just got to continue to keep building. And just keep trying to keep positives each and every day, just being consistent. That's really a word that Coach Berg's focused on. Just keep trusting in the process. And I mean, we know what we're capable of, so we're excited to get down to Pensacola.
We just talked about this with Elijah. You're going to play a Western team that you haven't seen all year because they've done double round robin. You've only seen teams in your own division. At this point in the year, what is that like, trying to get ready for a team that you have not seen on the court and you're only going to get a glimpse of on the film that you watch over the next few days?
I think to show up every single day, like I said, be consistent, keep doing what we've done all year, trust the process, and just really get in the film. I think that's going to be huge. And then just keep locking in on scouting reports and everything that the coaches teach us in practice. They get us really, really prepared for each and every game.
A couple of times in the second half, especially late, just diving on the floor. And it's not that you just like diving on the floor. Most of the time, you're saving possessions. You're also earning extra possessions. And I know how much the crowds loved it, getting a chance to watch it this year.
I appreciate that. Like I said, it's just trying to lead by example. A lot of the guys call me Unc because I'm a lot older than a lot of them. So just trying to get them to, you know, just to follow my lead. If we can earn every possession and earn some extra possessions, it just helps over the course of the game.
We got to get you a three, though. We got to take care of that down
the floor. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it felt good. It's feeling better. So just keep going. One of them will go in. I know that.
Eagles get the win 65-57 over App. Great stuff. Look for even more down in Florida.
Thank you.
That's Grant Weatherford, Elijah McCadden. We'll visit with head coach Brian Berg when we continue on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this. 8-point win over App, 65-57 the final from Learfield, IMG College.